7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
展越，我拿他什么来
给他呀？
就是你给的，
我什么都没拿呀，我拿你什么了？你说清楚啊！哎呀，哎呀，哎哎哎哎，我不要面子的呀！看着呢。
展越，你把东西还给我。
OK。
什么东西？我不知道。
Hold on a second。
是你送。
Okay, the current time is, of course, 1930 UTC. What did you expect? That does mean, of course, that you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Okay, yeah, Dubious Goals Committee time. And for some reason...I don't know why I did this, but I had to start this movie. Okay, now the girl is chasing the guy out of the schoolyard. And I love her hair. And now somebody's standing behind them. And now the sound goes dead. Okay, yeah, whatever. Let's just kill it. Are we interested in this, really? No, we're not. The only reason that I had to start this movie was due to the title.I just had to see how this would begin. And I think you would too if you knew the title of this film. And yeah, I'm going to have to tell you, otherwise you won't believe me. You ready for this? Are you ready for this? The title of this film is The Man Whose Pants I Tore Fell in Love with Me Unexpectedly. Oh, wow. That'sThat's tremendous. And there's probably some other stuff I should tell you. You're going to have to listen to me clear my throat and deal with sinus issues all day today. Because that's what happened to me last night. I had some kind of weird sinus attack. Well, sometime after midnight. I don't remember exactly when.And, that was not the worst thing ever, but it was still kind of weird. And, yeah, I woke up this morning. I woke up this morning and I was fine. And my hand pressure was really good, and I slept really well. And I kind of wanted to go back to sleep, but I couldn't go back to sleep, so I got up. But once I got up, about 15 or 20 minutes later, then that's when everything sort of started going south. My muscles started doing the weird thing, and I started having weird sinus things happening, and then I started to think, oh, this is not good, but now I think I'm all right, as long as I don't move around too much, as long as I don't do anything, except pour tea. Ugh.Yeah, and I was thinking, oh, we gotta go outside and get some exercise. Loosen the muscles up, etc., blah, blah, blah. No, we can't do that, because apparently it snowed a little bit more. Overnight sometime, while I was sleeping, because there's a little bit more snow on the ground. Not a whole hell of a lot. But just enough to cover the...cement, the concrete in my patio. And, yeah, so it's cold. And if it gets above freezing, then the snow's gonna melt and it's just gonna be wet and soggy. It is already wet and soggy, but... So I've been thinking, where do I need to go walking? Well, the only obvious place is the mall. No, we're not going to the shopping mall. On December 2nd. This is the holiday season. You know how many people are going to be in the shopping mall? Just for the sake of being in the shopping mall? You know what I need? Is I need some kind of indoor track that I can walk around. Or an airplane hangar. I could just walk around the airplanes. You know, just for about 20 or 30 minutes. That would be nice. Oh. Yeah, so anyway. I'm sort of in a strange mood. I don't feel like doing anything. Not in a bad way. I'm just feeling very, very mellow, very sedate, very casual, very chill, except I don't feel like I can be chill when I'm actually chilled, because it is slightly cool. I had to put on one of my safety shirts. So I'm wearing my red safety shirt. I have two. I have a red safety shirt and a gray safety shirt. And I know what you're probably thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you've mentioned these safety shirts on a number of occasions now, but you have not explained to us what this is. Is this a high visibility safety shirt so you can be seen? No. Nothing like that. This is for my personal safety. Not the safety of others. Wait, so does the high vis. Anyway. My safety shirts are shirts that are slightly unusual, especially for my wardrobe, in that, one, they are long sleeve shirts. Two, they are long body shirts, meaning the shirts almost come down to my knee, about halfway to my knee, maybe. This is a very long shirt with long sleeves. The fabric is a little bit thicker, well, a lot bit thicker, and it has kind of, the shirt has a, like a cowl neck. And the purpose of these shirts is to keep me warm. And I know what you're thinking, Toad, that's the purpose of all shirts. No, some shirts are for making me cool. These shirts are for keeping me warm. I don't normally wear long sleeves, etc., etc., but when I wake up and I can feel weird muscle things starting to happen, twitchy, I throw on one of these shirts, one of my safety shirts, to keep my muscles safe, safe from themselves. I'm drinking tea. Good tea. Yeah, I'm still drinking Jinjin Mei. I've been drinking Jinjin Mei for the last couple days, and I'm really into it. But I can't go crazy. Because I don't have a whole hell of a lot of Jinjin Mei left. I gotta buy some more. I gotta email the tea company and say, yes, do we have any more of that Jinjin Mei? Send it to me. Oh, also Dahong Pao. I'm getting frighteningly low on my good Dahong Pao, and so, yeah, maybe it's time to order some tea. Man, I love Jinjin Mei. You know, some number of years ago, I swore I would never go back to drinking black tea. But I made myself a liar. Jinjin Mei. It's so delicious. All right, so what are we going to do here? I'm looking over there in front of the fireplace. My CAT is sitting over there, occasionally looking over here, wondering what's going on. This is kind of suspicious. Oh, that was the other thing. Recently, I've been wondering how many times per day I've been pouring water for my cat. And so last night, when the evening pouring session began, which was at 11:30, I started counting. And between 11:30 and 2 a.m., so that's what, 2.5 hours, I poured fresh water for my cat 8 times. Strangely enough, I haven't poured water for my cat yet this morning, but I have a feeling that'll start up soon. Usually what happens is, you know, once Dubious Goals Committee has started, she's a little bit active, and we do some stuff, we do committee, then we do some stuff, and I eat lunch, and then we do some stuff, and then in the sort of late afternoon, my cat will start napping. Until the evening water pouring session has to start. So yeah, I gotta pay attention to how many times I pour water today so I can get a rough idea of how many times I'm pouring water per day. Oh, and I just remembered what else I have to do today. Do I want to deal with this today? Or am I going to deal with this tomorrow? I don't know. As the committee will probably remember, I often get the wrong mail. The Postal Service brings me the mail of other people so often that it makes me afraid that I'm not getting most of my mail. If they can't, you know, deliver the mail to the people, and you wouldn't believe, regardless. Am I getting my mail? I don't know. I'm sure as hell getting other people's mail. And yesterday or the day before, when was this? I don't remember. I came home from wherever. I think I went, I gotta go to the store. I came home from wherever, and there's this big box in front of my door. And I said, I don't think I ordered anything. Am I waiting for a package? No, I'm not waiting for a package. So I grab the package, I look at it, and it's of course not addressed to me. It's addressed to somebody who lives, you know, a kilometer away. And the address is, it's not even close. How this mistake was made, I'll never know. So I have this box sitting in my garage right now. And it does now technically belong to me, because in the United States, the law is anything that is mailed to you or shipped to you, if you did not order it, you do not have to pay for it, and it belongs to you now. Yeah, so whatever's in this box is my property now. And I know it's probably something good. But maybe not. Because it's from a store that's not so great. I'm just going to say it because they're going to collapse any day now. Target. It's from Target, but it has battery stickers all over it. Danger! Warning! There are batteries in here. Electronic gear batteries. So this is some electronic equipment. Is this some electronic that I could probably use? Oh, maybe, maybe not. I don't have no idea what it is. Is it anything I would possibly want? Maybe, maybe not. Do I want to deal with it, though? Do I want to just take it out of the package and take it to a pawn shop and sell it for money? Because I always need dollars of money to buy things. Yeah, I could do that, too. But I kind of don't want to. What I want to be perfectly honest, is to open it up, see what it is, and then take it back to the post office and say, you know, this was delivered to me, but I don't want it. Maybe we should send it to the people who ordered it. And they'll say, what? What are you talking about? And I will repeat myself 5 times. They will say, I don't understand. And I will say, I didn't order this. This is my property now. I don't want it. Why don't you guys give it to somebody? Maybe the people who ordered it. Oh, and I will also take the other pieces of mail that I've been saving. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to save all the wrong mail. I'm just going to dump it on them and say, look, I cannot be responsible for your job anymore. I don't work for the post office. I'm not delivering any more mail. So all the wrong mail I get is now coming back to you. And they will say, oh, thanks, mister. You're a real publicly spirited citizen. Yeah. So I think I gotta go to the store. Should I go to the store now? I'm tempted to not do this show and just go to the store now so I don't have to deal with it later. Yeah. Is it gonna snow? What's the weather like? I don't even know. What is happening? Kind of a brutal fade out there. That wasn't me. That's just the way the recording is, kids. And that was, of course, some craft work, some early craft work. Or maybe I shouldn't say early. Maybe I should say mid. Because that wasn't totally krautrock style. And it wasn't, you know, later super craftworky obvious, hey, look at us, we're craftwork. That was just Ralph and Florian. You know, Ralph playing some keyboards and Florian playing the flute through a delay. And of course, we've got Wolfgang also playing his little drums, the electronic drums that they made. Oh, good stuff, good stuff. But yeah, I would have liked to have heard, probably about another 10 minutes of that. Kraftwerk live. Wow. Anyway. So I'm still sitting here just drinking tea and thinking about going to the grocery store. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, do you even need to go to the grocery store? Are you just trying to... What are you thinking? Yeah, I do need to go to the grocery store. I'm all out of breakfast food. I need waffles. I need pepperoni. I need maple syrup. And it seems like there was something else I need to get. I have sugar. I've got all the cooking stuff I need. I should probably get some other kinds of food, though, because I think I have some bratwursts. And I have some stuff I could make soup. I could make soup today. What do I feel like eating for lunch? Do I want to go to the store before or after lunch? Going to the store before lunch is kind of dangerous because then I'll just buy a bunch of stuff that, well, will go bad before I can eat it. I won't be thinking strategically. I'll be thinking, oh, that looks yummy. I'm so hungry right now. Never a smart idea. So I should probably get some other food as well. Maybe I'll get some hamburger. That's a possibility. Although, you know, the last time I was at the store buying hamburger, I was looking at the pork chops. They had some really nice looking pork chops, and I was thinking, kind of want pork chops. And now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, maybe I should buy a couple. Get a couple little pork chops. And they had all different kinds of pork chops. They had like four or five different kinds. The big giant chops, the little baby chops. They had all kinds of stuff. So I think that's my big plan for... Wait a minute, what is today? Is it Saturday? Yes, I do believe it is. Now we do have a problem. Do I go to the store before or after lunch? Do I go to the store today or do I go to the store tonight? Now the advantage of going during the day is, well, I'm not entirely sure. Today's Saturday. It's kind of crowded during the day on the weekends. But then I would get my food sooner and I could buy something interesting and yummy for lunch. But I shouldn't go to the store before lunchtime. It's not smart. And the advantage to going to the store at night is twofold. Threefold, if you will. One, I won't be eating before a meal. And so I won't buy any crazy stuff. Two, the store will be considerably less crowded. And three, I'm pretty sure Alexis is working tonight. I think she works. She works on the weekends. I know she works on Saturdays and Sundays because that's when I always see her. Sometimes I see her on Fridays or I think. I don't know. So yeah, the store. Now, the real reason I want to go to the store is so I can walk around. Do some walking. Get some stretch on my legs. And yeah. And then I can come home and... Yeah, I should go now. I should go to the store. I should go to the store early, shouldn't I? I think Alexis only works at night, but... I don't know. I guess I could find out.
This is Japanese carpet.
Hi! 風がないな荒れた
Awesome. That was Ikusa by Wagaki Bando. Haven't heard from those guys in a while. And here comes the cat. Hi, Fluffy Dingins. Yep, guess what? Fluffy Dingins wants some more water. What a surprise. What a surprise. Okay, you're going to have to wait, though. You have to wait for 2 more minutes. Be a good baby. You going to be a good baby and wait? Good. Because I have decided that, yes, I am, in fact, going to go to the grocery store now. Well, in about 4 minutes. After I finish this show, after I feed the cat and water the cat, she just wants water, then I will put on my shoes and I will go to the grocery store because you've been listening to the Dubious Tope Doesn't Have Any Food Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. It's been fun, kids, but yeah, I gotta water the cat, go to the store. End of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Start the secret message.
Thank you.